I'm Dominic from the NFL Power Hour. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Danny Aubry. The Coalition Avenir Québec has started voting on its next leader as of Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. The race is between former Economy Minister Christine Fréchette and former Environment Minister Bernard Drainville. Both expressed interest in party leadership after Legault announced his resignation in January. Fréchette has focused her campaign on economic issues and plans to reopen debate around shale gas and hydraulic fracturing. Drainville, who is a former PQ member, is leaning towards more conservative ideals and plans to adopt a stricter immigration policy. The CAC consists of 20,500 members who can cast their vote and choose their new leader before the results are revealed on April 12th. Six people are currently facing 24 combined charges for being connected with a counterfeit currency sales ring within the Greater Toronto Area. According to Halton Regional Police, investigations began back in August 2025 when they were made aware of two public Instagram accounts promoting the sales of fake Canadian money. Investigators stated that the fake cash was connected to fraudulent activity throughout the GTA. They also stated that the suspects generated more than $60,000 in online sales prior to their arrests. Halton police are asking Toronto citizens to contact the HRPS Financial Crime Unit if they have additional information regarding these crimes. Well-known American stage and screen actress Dee Freeman passed away late last week after a battle with lung cancer. Born Dolores Freeman in Louisiana in 1959, she made her television debut in the hit TV show Coach. She later appeared in popular TV shows such as Young and the Restless, Seinfeld, and Sistas, but was best known for portraying Robina Champagne in the series titled Pretty. Freeman performed in over 80 stage productions and was the winner of an Indie Series Award and two Hermes Creative Awards. Dee Freeman is survived by her children Amber and Shane. She was 66 years old. For more information, go to cglo.com/news.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to CGLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl, and I am your host, Sonam. And hi, I was not here last week because it was Easter, and it's also finals season. I've had the episode sitting for a while, so I'm excited to share it with you guys today. So much new CanCon to bless us. So we're going to dive into some of that. Very excited. And some interesting new, kind of shoegazy stuff. But this is kind of a shoegazy chill episode, you know. Spring, it's finally spring out. Feeling a little better. And I hope you are too. I hope everything is well with you. We're going to get started right away. First up, we have Dominoes, a song from the new Hearts of Palm album, Chopping Down Trees. Great album. It's their live stuff recorded in a perfect way, in a great way. I love their songwriting so much. Oh my goodness. And after that, we've got Lovebird, a new single from I Dialed Your Number, Halifax kind of digital emo group whose album last year was like one of my top ones. Great stuff. And then after that, we've got a new song from a singer-songwriter that I've actually recently found out about. Her name is Dia Brito, and it's called The Knot Part 2. I found her music online a couple of weeks ago, and she put out a new single. So much of the artists that it's like I've found this past year, they're like putting out new music this year, and I'm like, wow, this is really lovely divine timing. I love this so much. So that's why you might be hearing a lot of the same artists on the shows, just because that's like what I've been kind of seeking out, and a lot of it is CanCon, which is so nice. It makes my heart so happy. Anyways, let's get right into the episode. First up, we have Dominoes by Hearts of Palm.
Entirely just voices from within.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotterenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living. Well, they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air festival pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
The policies of the Canadian government.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690 AM.
person you see when you see me. To fall asleep, I think about your body weighing down the weakness in my chest. In all my dreams, you're dying, all because you gave up on relying. Wake up to the sound of myself crying. Try to soothe my conscience with a text.
Was The Knot Part 2 by Dia Brito. She's a songwriter from Miami. That was really sad, and I didn't actually listen to it all the way through before putting it on today, which I know is bad, but ouch. She's very much in the like sad girl singer-songwriter tradition. So if you like Phoebe Bridgers, you'll like her. But I could not listen to Phoebe Bridgers for like years. I was like, Punisher came out in 2020, and my friends were like, you should really listen to this. And then I listened to the least sad song on that album, and I couldn't do it. And I was like, I'm gonna have to wait on this one until it fit into my life. And then it did, which was also like not fun, but it was also great. And before the break, we had Lovebird, the new song by I Dialed Your Number, Halifax digital emo outfit. What am I saying? Good stuff, great stuff. Love that ending. Oh, so good. And before that, we had Dominoes by Hearts of Palm. I love the songwriting in that. This whole album, just the songwriting is so clever, and it's so cool because I got to like kind of know some of these songs live beforehand from seeing them, and like when they play, they're very like the vocals are very clear, and so I knew the lyrics beforehand, and that's always so nice. I find it pretty frustrating when a band whose main focus is their lyrics like doesn't, not main focus, but a band who's like has a very strong lyrical presence, the vocals aren't like not clear live. I'm like, I do want to hear what you're saying, actually. I would really like to. So that's always good. This is an emo show, and I am emo about it. Anyways, up next we have Wolf Woman, a new song from Beatrice Deer's new album. Beatrice Deer new album, yes. So cool. I found her a while ago during September, for my Indigenous Artist episode, and like so good. She's so good. Really, really cool stuff. and I'm excited to like listen to this album some more. And after that, we actually have an older song. We have Hunted by Pale Saints from Flesh Balloon. Got to put some pop in there, you know, just wanted to, and I've been listening to them more. Same thing with, oh God, what is the name of the band? The Cardigans. That album is so good. And like, oh man, her voice is so good. And again, songwriting, like, amazing. And it just, like, has such a character to it. I don't know. And then after that, we have Wasted, a song from Dante's Paradise's new album, who I've played their singles leading up to this. And they finally put out their album, which was so exciting. And I did not make it to the release show, and I feel so sad. But go check them out and go listen to these two new albums from the Yap Dog Records gang, Dante's Paradise, Heads of Palm. It's good stuff. And yeah, that's going to be the middle chunk of today. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam. And up next, we have Wolf Woman by Beatrice Deer.
Thank you. wasted. I'm wasting all my time until the stars align for my head to be right when I'm with you. Maybe I could find the time. It's the chance to be a wonderful man. I wanna be the man of your dreams. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. Should I ask you out to lunch? Should I go back to sleep? As my body falls apart, slowly chips away at my withering heart. I hate my job. My pop says he feels the same. It's the simple joy of being a man. I wanna be a real man. I wanna be a real man. Or maybe not a man at all. I don't know what I want. Most people feel the same. Mid-20s, we're still broke. I'm taking all the blame. In the door, remind me what life is worth living for. I've got great friends and a roof over my head. What more could I ask for? What more could I ask for?
was Wasted by Dante's Paradise, a new song from their new album. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So, so cool. I really love the songwriting in this. This kind of tension between wanting to not have to like follow the systems of the world, the capitalism, and working all the time, but also this gratitude for that. I don't know. I think it's beautiful. I really need to sit with this album, and I'm looking forward to doing that once I have the mental capacity. Before that, we had Hunted by Pale Saints. Great song, great album. Classic, like, you know, kind of dream poppy, indie, shoegaze stuff, 90s, great stuff. And then before that, we had Wolf Woman by Beatrice Deer. Again, excellent and new album. So exciting. Yeah, that has been what we have been listening to so far on Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM, which is what you're listening to right now. Exciting news for me. Thinking about like CanCon, I've been thinking about it a lot recently, like Canadian music and Canadian art in general, how like a lot of people don't, like, I don't think they consume enough Canadian art, and they don't really know about it, and like a lot of people who are not Canadian are just not in the know, are like often shocked at how good it is and how like many very well-known artists in all sorts of fields are like they're powerhouses and they're Canadian, and people are like so surprised by it. And I would love to study that, would love to write a video essay about that, and especially with like the two new like Canadian movies that have come out that people have been really loving, or I guess one that has come out, which I still have yet to see, Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie, really need to see it. And then also Myelin Kicks, which I won tickets to from a Instagram contest, and I'm so excited. But I'm waiting on that email. Anyways, it's so interesting. Like, are we about to see some like Canadian resurgence or some like global attention on Canadian art? Not that there isn't, but like more, because that would be really interesting. Maybe if the focus of like American culture is kind of, we're shifting away from them, maybe we can be in the spotlight. I'm just kidding, but like I'm thinking, my mind is turning, I'm always thinking. I've been thinking so much, my mind hurts. Anyways, we have three more songs. I think I'm going to play one, give us the ads, and then play the last two. So this next one is called Dilly, I think, from the band Minaxi. I'm not actually sure how to pronounce it, but it's M-I-N-A-X-I, sorry. And they are a shoegaze band from Brooklyn that... they make music in and influenced by Hindustani language and music. And I'm very, very interested in hearing more about this. Global shoegaze is global, really big air quotes on that. But like non-Western shoegaze is so goated and so good. And this summer I'm trying to get more into it. So if anyone has any recommendations, I would love to hear some. Follow the Instagram, Brave Little Emo Girl. And send me any recommendations. There's going to be some really fun episodes coming up, a little more exciting, a little more thematic, a little more concise. But, you know, once I'm looking forward to having the time to like sit with all of this a little more. But anyways, that is our next song. And then after that, we're going to have a new tune from Zune, Canadian Indigenous Shoegaze. And then we'll have another tune after that. But first up, we have Dili by Minaxi.
Thank you. If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Was One Too Many Nights, the new song from Zune featuring Sam Jr., Zune being a Canadian shoegaze artist whose work is really good. I think like one or two albums, but still really, really cool stuff. Very much going to be like a shoegaze, psychedelic, and like fun summer for me. I've been listening to a lot of like funk lately because it's really hard to be sad and stressed out when you're listening to funk. But you know, so it's going to be a sonically interesting summer, hopefully. Anyways, that was the second to last song of the show today. We have one more new CanCon album release that I've been playing a lot. Earth Moon Transit, new album I love, so good. And the song is They Don't Sleep on the Beach Anymore. And that's going to be what ends our episode today. Thank you so much for listening. I missed this. I missed being here. Hashtag needed this. And I will be on the airwaves next week again. Maybe I'll try and do a fun episode. I've been saving up a Winnipeg indie scene of the late 90s and 2000s episode, with some like kind of rare picks. So maybe that might be next week, but I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, a good start to your week, and just, you know, chillax, man. That's all you gotta do. Just chillax.
Dove-like eyes chasing smiles. awaken from a dark and golden dream world, casting shadows far and wide, stirring petals of the newborn flower.